herzlich willkommen zum Reingehört-Spezial der Launches 2024. Hier bekommt ihr exklusive Vorab-Einblicke in die Vorträge der Launches, damit ihr wisst, was euch erwartet. Die genauen Vortragstermine bekommt ihr per E-Mail oder auf www.cleanroom-processes.de. Wir freuen uns auf euch. Hello, Ekle Hammerling. How are you?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you. And thank you for having me here.
Yeah, we are very happy. You're in Copenhagen at the moment.
Yes, I am in Copenhagen.
How is the weather?
Oh, it's wonderful. The spring has finally arrived and everyone's happy out in the streets.
Oh, nice. You are a CSR manager at Alice Cleanroom.
That's right.
And you are going to talk about the topic circular cleanroom garments, part of climate change control. Why is the topic important?
Well, I think during the last couple of years and maybe the last decades, we have seen that sustainability and CSR and the climate talk has become more and more important. And the role that everyone plays, both the companies, organizations and individuals, has become more and more important. So this narrative is something that should be on the forefront and we should talk about that. And even more importantly, identify what role do we play as a company in a certain industry to reduce climate change.
And what do you think can we do about that in the whole clean room world?
Well, I think companies that operate in clean room production or R&D facilities, they have many different roles and very different choices they can make. And now, coming from Elise Cleanroom, we specialize in circular textile solutions for cleanroom, our cleanroom customers and the cleanroom industry. So that's perhaps my cup of tea or my area of expertise where I can talk from. So that's something I would like to expand a little bit more on in my presentation. When choosing the right cleanroom textiles for your production, what choices should you make? And maybe even more importantly, why? You know, what is the legislation in the market? We are a part of European community, and there is quite a progressive and ambitious strategy European Union has for 2030 when it comes to textiles, whether it's consumer textiles or B2B industry textiles, garments. How do we envision our economy in 2030? Is that more a circular economy where we think about reusing, recycling, and prolonging the lifetime of the garments, or we are looking at single-use disposable garments? There's always been a discussion between these two. So that's why we have on one hand the legislation, and then, of course, the United Nations and all other bodies telling us that if we act now on climate change, the consequences might be reversible. And such organization that Science-Based Targets that you probably know are focused very much on what can we do and as a company to make sure that we contribute from where we can. And sometimes it's just talk. And during my presentation, I would like to focus a bit more on the garments and the life cycle of the garments. You know, how does it impact climate change? You have a garment that's being produced. You have raw materials that go into it. There's the transport part. There's the use part, whether it's circular or linear. And then there's end of life. Does that garment become a resource again or waste? And I would like to discuss things and look at some data and our experience in it. What can we do? And I think that's important for companies who are using the garments to understand, even though they do not know this process exactly. So that's why I can come in here and give some input and understanding what your choice actually means when it comes to textiles, because again, that's our field of expertise.
Wow. I'm very looking forward to hear your suggestion or maybe even a solution for that topic.
Well, I think it's a very interconnected solution for us. It's not something that one company can solve.
Yeah.
It's you have the whole value chain working together. And let's say what our suppliers decide to do has an impact on our carbon emissions and our impact. And automatically what we choose to do has an impact on our customers and their end users. So it's very interconnected. So it's okay to, I think it's not only okay, it's also important to educate each other on the right choices, to encourage each other, even sometimes to push each other in the right direction if that's needed.
To work together for the better.
Yeah, to reduce our negative impact. Yes. Because, well, you know, what is sustainability in general? It's the way a company or organization or a person conducts themselves, the actions they choose to take in order to have a future for the our next generations, where they we do not compromise their access to resources and their well-being. So it's about not depleting the planet completely before we leave it, if roughly said.
True. I'm looking forward, and I thank you for your topic and for what you're saying.
Well, thank you for taking the time to listen to this.